Good morning, Mr. President.
I wanted to tell you that we've got to go ahead this morning. I'm going to probably have Rager do it about noon on indicating before the conferees meet at 2 o'clock that unless this bill is cleaned up, that it will be vetoed.
Good.
Now, this, of course, will create some problems in the business community there, because they'll see that they'll think the whole thing may go down the tube. But on the other hand, I'm convinced that I have no choice but to veto it if it has the political thing in. For no other reason, because I think it would totally dishearten our Republicans who have fought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough reason. The second point is that if we are going to veto it, I think the thing to do is not to play coy, but to let them know right away so that it'll start a big damn attack on us on the basis that this is terrible and cynical and this and that. But also it puts the responsibility on the Democrats.
Right on them.
For screwing the tax bill up. The third thing is that this will require a massive effort now on the part of your people to get on these Democrats and say, for Christ's sakes, don't risk a veto. We've got to have this bill.
Well, this will. Yes, sir. This will.
It will be. I'm just going to work on the statement with Clark. Clark's getting work on that. It'll be a straight out thing. I've been authorized to say that the president will veto the legislation if it has this provision in it.
Mm-hmm.
Laying it right out there.
I think that's excellent because that'll help us. Actually, the big problem we have had is, I think I indicated to you on the telephone before.
But they're going to get it anyway.
Yeah, they think they just don't take us seriously on this. So I think coming flat out, playing no games, putting it on the grounds of good government, really, because it is, you know, the merits of this case, the more we get into it, the stronger our position.
Sure, well, the business community particularly should know that if this bill passes, the influence of the business community on American political life will be cut irreparably.
That's exactly right.
That's what they've got to realize.
Exactly right.
That is not a good thing. Not a good thing for them. It isn't a good thing for the country.
And the unions won't be affected in the slightest because they'll continue to provide organization and manpower and everything else.
They provide help that is far beyond.
That's right.
This community's stroke is through its money. And they can just forget it from now on. Why the hell is anybody going to pay attention to them?
Exactly. Anybody called your attention to the LSAP column this morning?
Yeah, I heard about that.
God, it was spectacular because it.
What
it says to the Democrats is you guys are guaranteeing a McCarthy candidacy. Because obviously he can get 5% of the vote. Obviously Howard Stein can bankroll him and will be a fourth party. So I think that we may we're trying to find ways to get that up to the Hill and be sure that every one of those Democrats reads it. It may give some of those candidates a little pause. It's a hell of a good point.
Well, one point that I'm going to have McGregor made that I made to him, I said, if this passes, it, of course, institutionalizes the Wallace Party.
Exactly.
That means that for the last time in this country, we may have a situation where no president will receive a majority of the vote.
Well, that's...
will not have a majority mandate.
That's right, and you'll either have elections in the future decided in the House of Representatives, or you will have presidents elected with very small minorities, actually. You could,
plurality,
rather.
That's right.
If you have five or six parties, a person could be elected president with 30% of the vote, which would be a hell of a way to try to run the country.
That's right.
So the arguments on the merits are very strong.
You will catch some of our nervous Nellies will all get disturbed because it'll be reflected at, for a while. They'll see that the tax bill is endangered. But anyway, been feeling it's endangered anyway, so we'll just let them have it right in the chops. I think, too, it's being completely forthright about it is much better than
I do, too,
in the bush.
I absolutely agree with that, and I think that in addition to that, Mr. President, this will get people exercised. We can now get
well. It'll exercise in both ways. You know, the whole political science fraternity will jump on our shirts. I mean, it's really. A fellow like Wicker is a great one of the few exceptions, but most of the libs are fanatically for this, you know.
Sure,
because they think it'll help the Democrats in 72.
Well,
looking beyond that.
That's exactly right. If they do look beyond it, as some of the more intelligent ones have, then they see the higher consequences. But
right.
But there is an many questions. I think we, you know, I think we can make a hell of a case here because there's a conflict of interest on the part of Mills and all of the Democratic presidential candidates.
Yeah, that, I saw that point in one of the things. That's a very good point.
Well, we've been trying to peddle that everywhere because it really...
Right, well, you have. Good.
It's, strong. It's, you know, these fellows have no business voting on the goddamn
thing. Right. That's right.
I think the business communities are right. They're going to get a shot in the arm, I guess, from the market, which opened another 14 points this morning.
It did?
Yes, sir.
This announcement by McGregor may knock it down 14.
Well, I don't know.
On the other hand, we are making it clear that we're going to keep the Senate in. I mean, but
I think that I believe, Mr. President, if this is done hard and forthright and laid on the line, that we'll back the Democrats off. We'll back enough of them off to make this to make this go. I think that's
the market's up because, in my view, probably in this instance is the combination of things. They read the weekend stories indicating that the economy was had a lot of strength in it, and they also the international crap to the effect that affects things. I mean, you can't have all these meetings going on without them thinking things are going to get settled. So that makes the gold buyers and the rest, you know, jump up and down.
I've got some of my fellows calling this morning, and the general reaction thus far is that everybody has now finally persuaded themselves that the economy is strong, that the consumer indicators are very, very strong, that the leading business indicators last month was a very bullish figure. That has finally
realized. Even unemployment claims went down a bit, I noticed.
That's right, and on a seasonally adjusted basis in the first 2 weeks in November, they're down from the first 2 weeks in October, so one would hope that if that holds, we might get another break on the unemployment statistics. I think that, frankly, if we get that later this week, that's about what it's going to take to... I just think that's the spark that...
Well, you may not. You can't. Those people are still over there, you know, and they'll follow it up one way or another. But they have to adjust it in December. This is the December one. In January, they have to adjust for the year.
That's when we'll pick up. Yeah. We'll gain on that one. And we conceivably talked to McCracken this morning. He said that the unemployment insurance claims that helped the leading business indicators for the month of October considerably are helping, are looking reasonably good in November. So it could be that we'll get a little break from it. If we do, that I think that's all it will take. I mean, it's funny how volatile the feelings are, but a week ago you got nothing but gloom and doom talking to people on the economy. Now you're getting a much different attitude. Feeling over this weekend, a combination of you're making a lot of news, hell of a lot of news on the international meetings, and that one figure on the leading business indicators. I think everybody was kind of skeptical that maybe that wasn't going to turn up, and it turned up strongly and played well. So I think that has helped us. We'll fight hard on this checkoff provision. I just think you're absolutely right on that, and I think that until we make it a head-to-head confrontation, we're not going to get enough people excited to give us the help we need. We worked on it over the weekend, and some of them were helping, and others were holding back a little bit on the feeling, well, this is just a little political skirmish, and it isn't for real.
Go over this now with Clark. Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.